Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Elmer G. Bazaar coming to you from where? Nowhere but Warren, Ohio. Amen. I'm down here up in Warren, Ohio, close to Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm going on down into Atlanta, Georgia on Block Talk Radio. And Brother Tim Jackson from Dallas is going to join me first hour, second hour. He's going to have to leave. But anyway, we're going to come with the best news that you can hear, the best news that the world can ever hear, the news of the news. That is that Jesus Christ died and rose again 2,000 years ago, that Jesus Christ gave his life that we can have eternal life. Number two, he's coming back again to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. Number three, the tribulation period is on its way. Amen. We're on countdown now. Letting you know that this year coming up, 2022, is going to be one of the most wonderful news for the believer. For the born-again believer, is going to be the wonderful news of all news, because things are going to be revealed. Things are going to be revealed by the power of God. Amen. God is going to let you know that he is soon to come, and he's coming out to a church first. When he gets to church, amen, the world has to go through a seven-year tribulation period. And that period will be where God will judge the world in righteousness. And after the seven-year tribulation period is over, Christ will descend from heaven with the church, because the church is going to be pre-rapture, and they're going to go to the judgment seat of Christ, and they are going to be judged, all the born-again baptized believers from around the world. This rapture is a universal rapture. It means that all born-again believers that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, by him dying on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago, will be taken from this earth in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise. We that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is the rapture. It's a pre-rapture, not a mid-rapture, not a post-rapture, not a half-rapture, not a 99 and one-half rapture. It's going to be a complete body of born-again believers from around the world, on every continent. Somebody's going to be missing. Somebody's going to be missing from this planet. We don't know who, but there's a day coming when we'll know exactly who made it in. And the only way that you can make it in, thank God for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sins. He actually died and rose again. And when he rose again, all power in heaven and earth was given into his hand. And now we're living in the last days. We're living in the last church age. And we know the last church age is known in scripture, in biblical scripture, Laodiceans. The Laodicean is the last church. In the book of Revelation, in the third chapter of Revelation, you will see the last church, which was named a Laodicea. The first church age was known as Ephesus. And down through the annals of time, from the birth of the church on the day of Pentecost until this present day, we have went through 2,000 years of church history. History of the church. History of the born-again believers. History on how Satan has tried from the beginning of time, and in the mid of time, try to eliminate God's plan. And God's plan is to save. That's his plan. Save. Salvation. First thing God is interested in is salvation. Salvation what? For what? The soul of man. The soul of man. Why? Because the soul of man is eternal. It will never die. and by it never dying, it needs to be saved. And by need to be saved, that means that every soul has to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's the main number one priority that God is going to do, and he's doing it. Now, I know what the world is saying. The world is saying, look like the world is gone. I use a strong expression. Look like it's going to hell. My God, that's a bad thing to say. But look like majority of the people are going to hell. The Bible says hell enlarge itself. The Bible said that Christ went to hell and delivered death, hell, and the grave, took captive, amen, the keys from Satan, and come on topside, and now he's able to save man's soul from sin. Because if you die in your sins, if you die lost, you're going to hell. It ain't what you do, what you don't do. It's what you need to do, and that is repent. So glad to have you this night. I think Brother Tim is in. If he's there, I know he's going to respond. Amen. We're so glad to have him. Amen. And I want to let you know that we're going to get into a little teaching tonight and let you know it ain't over yet. Amen. It ain't over yet. So, Brother Tim, are you in?
Yes, sir. I'm in route. Give me about five more minutes. I'll be ready. Come on. Give me about 5 more minutes. I'll be on.
Okay, Doc. Okay.
I'm in route. Okay.
All right.
I'm here, though.
Brother Tim. Okay. Brother Tim is coming in, so I'm going to talk till he come on in. Amen. I want him to be with me tonight because I need support. I know I got support from the glories of heaven. I know I got support with my listeners out there because I'm not playing with nobody's soul tonight. I'm not playing with nobody's soul tonight. It's a dangerous thing. Amen. The most dangerous thing in the world, the most tragic thing, oh, the most awful thing, the most, I could say, ultimate thing is that a person leave this planet that don't know Jesus Christ. Every person that leaves this planet without Jesus Christ will have to go to hell. Now, think on that. If you don't accept Christ as your personal Savior and you die at 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old without Christ. And we know that age of accountability, and we know that there's a period of age of accountability when you come to the age of accountability, you are responsible for your sins. And only God knows that certain age. But the Jewish tradition is at the age of 13 and 14 years old, when you become 13 years old, they call it bar mitzvah. That means that person, amen, is now accountable for his own sin. They said before that, amen, he's not accountable, but Christ died for the sins of the world. He died for the sins of Adam. And when you're born under the Adamic nature of Adam. Till you get to the age of accountability. When you get to the age of accountability, then you're accountable for your own sin. A baby, adolescents, people who have not got to the age of accountability, their sins are covered. Their sins are in safety zone until you get to the age of accountability. Then you're going to be responsible for your own sins. So that's why Jesus Christ died, because we were born in sin. And we were shapen in iniquity, my mother conceived me. So there's no way that I can escape. There's any way that any human being that's born from Adam all the way to this present day can escape from being born in sin and shaped in iniquity. In other words, no baby is born sinless. That Adamic nature is in that little baby, but the blood of Jesus Christ covered that Adamic nature that fell upon that baby from Adam until the age of accountability. And now, when you grow up, amen, you are accountable for your sins, knowing right from wrong. Amen. Brother Paul said, when I was when I was alive and I got to the age of responsibility, guess what? He said, I died. When he got the understanding of knowing what the law, the Ten Commandments, when you know the Ten Commandments, you get the age between 12 and 13, you can know the Ten Commandments and see where the law cannot save you. The law is only a schoolmaster to point you to Christ. So Paul said, I died. When I died, I recognized that I am a sinner. Now I need to know the way to escape this sin that Adam brought into the world, Adam and Eve brought into the world. How can I escape it? How can I deplete this sin? How can I delete this sin? There's only one way. Only one way that you can delete sin. Only one way that you can destroy sin. Only one way, brothers and sisters. Listen to me. Going to church won't do it. You can't do that. The color of your skin ain't going to do that. You cannot be saved, but only one man can save it. And that man is Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the one that can save your soul. Now, the world got all kind of religions and, you know, backgrounds and everything. You know, they got all kind of ways that they can try to reach God. But there's only one way, because God made the way. And since God made the way, he was the only one that can redeem men's souls from sin and damnation. So what we're living in, we're living in a world that's full of sinners. Lord, have mercy. Full of sinners. Sinners everywhere. Sinners in the church. Sinners, ball game, football, sinners. Because we're all born in sin. And God loves us so much. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. And yet still people are walking the face of the earth day and night, year after year, month after month, and not acknowledging that there's only one way man can ever approach a living God and live with God forever. Oh my God, think about that. You cannot live with God. You cannot live with Jesus Christ in heaven if you die in your sin. Think about that. If you die without being redeemed, brought back by what? The blood of Jesus Christ. I wanna pinpoint that because a lot of people believe, because of the color of their skin or their status quo or their education, that they are fit for heaven. But no man is fit for heaven. No man is fit for heaven until bow down before the cross and repent of his sins so that he can be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you tonight, I love every one of you out there. I know Brother Tim is ready to fire it up. Amen. And we're going to talk about end times, because we are exactly living in the end times. And people today are wondering what's going to happen this year coming in. But the Bible's already told you what's going to happen. It said it's going to happen that men are going to wax worse and worse. The world is going to get evil and evil and evil. There's a time coming when men is going to try to bring a false peace. And the world going to think it's going to be all right. But it's not going to be all right, because this false peace is going to end up, amen, devastating in the middle of the tribulation period. So I'm here to tell you tonight, we're going to talk about Jesus, number one. That's the number one priority that we're going to talk about, salvation and then the rapture of the church, amen, and the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, tribulation period, the mark of the beast. Oh, man, we got a whole lot of cover because it's a repeat. The Bible says precept upon precept and line upon line. Amen. As we go into prayer, I'm going to give prayer right now. And Brother Tim going to come on in, and he's going to do his walking and do his talking, amen, about the Lord, and let the Lord speak to his heart, that we can speak to your heart to prepare yourself to meet the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we come tonight. Thank you, Lord, for one more time, one more opportunity. We realize Satan is seeking, roaring like a lion seeking he may devour. We know that Satan don't want the gospel to be preached, well, we're going to preach it anyway, because you said preach it in season, out of season, when they want it, when they don't want it. We ask you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will motivate us and encourage us and make us and mold us what you want us to be. Amen. As we go into the service tonight, as we go into the teaching tonight, Lord, guide us, lead us, and we'll never, never cease to give you the praise in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Brother Tim, talk to me, brother.
Amen. Amen. Doctor, how you doing tonight, brother? Amen.
I'm doing all right, dog. I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on. Sometimes the devil tried to tell you, say, well, y'all ain't making no effect. Why don't you lay off tonight?
Amen.
I said, no, you and the
I know that's Jesus. Right.
I'm not going to do it, because somebody out there needs Jesus Christ. And I believe
that's
somebody
right.
is going to hear the word of God. That's what Satan wants. See, he don't want the word of God to go through. He wants a whole
that's
lot
right.
of foolishness to go through. So tonight, Brother Tim, we're going to put the hammer down and put the metal to the, put the metal to the, put the pedal to the metal. Amen. Go ahead. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Amen. Thank you for having me once again, brother. You know what? The Spirit has been dealing with me, amen, and the reason that, you know, it's needed more, the reason that, you know, we are teaching more and preaching more, and the funny thing about it, brother, is that I'm beginning to see more and more ministers out there that are now beginning to teach about end time, which I believe is good. That means that someone is listening, someone is waking up, amen, whether it be through us, or whether it be through someone else, the message is getting out. Amen. We just need
Amen.
To keep preaching it to wake up the church. Amen.
Yes.
That is our ultimate goal, is to shake
yes,
the church and wake up those that are in the church, even those that are lost, and to get them to come on board and to receive salvation. That's why we keep pushing salvation. And, brother, I am so glad that you brought up this topic tonight, that you set this topic, because earlier today, the Holy Spirit hit me as soon as I got off of work today. The Holy Spirit just dealt with me with salvation. And the Holy Spirit
amen.
Was saying to me, amen, brother. That's how you know the Holy Spirit works, amen. He's working with us, amen, with all of us believers and all of us saints. That's how you know the Holy Spirit is working with us. And the reason that I say that is because the Holy Spirit was just saying that salvation is not of works. How
come
people think that salvation is of works? It is impossible.
Amen.
It is impossible to please God without what? Without
faith.
That's what the scripture said. The Bible said it is impossible to please God. So why are you trying to work your way into heaven?
You
cannot
do
it. You cannot do
it.
That was
no.
the purpose of Christ coming down to earth to die for our sins, because he could do it. We cannot
Come
do
on.
It. And that was funny that
Come
you were talking about the law. And I tell people, man, the law is a rule book for you to go by, but the
yeah.
law does not save you. Amen. And I'm
Come
gonna
on,
share some scripture,
again.
Brother. And the law does not save you. The
yeah.
law was not Amen. Brother, the law was not given to us. Amen, for salvation.
No.
The law was given no. to man to let him know that, hey, see these things here?
Uh-huh.
If you cannot abide by all these laws and ordinances, guess what?
Uh-huh.
You are worthy of the lake of fire.
You're
Amen.
Worthy of the lake. Amen,
You're worthy
brother.
Of the lake. Amen. That was to show me and to see you are doing all these things. And because you're doing all these things, you are worthy of eternal death. Amen.
Good Lord, yes, sir.
Amen. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
But because of Christ,
Woo,
because of
hallelujah.
His ultimate sacrifice,
yeah.
he died on the cross. Amen.
Yes, he did.
And because of the blood, amen. We've been talking about the blood.
Blood.
Because
the
blood has to deal with you, amen. It's only because of the blood of Christ. The ultimate
yeah.
sacrifice that we
yes,
have salvation. Amen. It has
Amen.
Nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with the minister elder. It has nothing to do with none of us that have believed. We
yeah.
cannot save ourselves. We do not have the power
no.
nor the ability to save ourselves. And if you think I'm not telling the truth, I always use scripture to back up what we teach. Amen, brother?
Come on.
Amen. We're not going to teach nothing without showing you where it's at in the book.
Come on. Come on.
It's in the book. Amen. So what I want to do.
It's in the book.
It's in the book, doctor. Amen.
In the book.
I want to take this time out to share a scripture or some scriptures with you, amen, so that a lot of time, because, you know, I don't want nobody to think that, oh, he's just talking, he's just making up some stuff. Well, no, that's not what we do. We don't believe in that. We don't believe in talking and don't have no scriptures to back it up, amen, because, amen, we have to use the word to preach
the
word, amen, amen.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read. Amen. We're just going to start out with Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 1.
Go ahead.
We're going to start there, and we're just going to let the Holy Spirit have his way, if that's okay, brother. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. Now, watch what Paul. I love Paul because Paul writes so eloquently, and his writing is just, man, it's just so beautiful. It's just like, how can you not understand Paul, because Paul writes so elementary? Amen. So we're going to get into what he said. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 1. Paul said, there is therefore now. Amen. He didn't say later. He didn't say after you die. He said, there is therefore now, meaning
now.
In the present. Amen. Condemnation. Amen. To them which are in Christ Jesus, Yahshua.
You hear that?
Amen. I'm a stop right there. Is that all right, bro? Should I stop right there?
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. He said, there is therefore now, meaning in the present, meaning as soon as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, in a twinkling of an eye, you are saved. You have salvation. And as soon as you receive salvation in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye, there's none now, in the present, no condemnation. That means that the day that I got saved over 21 years ago, the day I got saved, the instant that I confessed with my mouth and believed with my heart, God saved me. He implanted the Holy Spirit in me for all eternity. Amen.
Say it again.
I am saved for all eternity. That's what eternal life is. It's for all eternity. Right now in the present, meaning as soon as you get saved, you have eternal life. Now in the present, not when you die, not later.
No.
Not later
no.
on when you get your works right, when you get your life right. That's not how it works. As soon as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, your life is already right by the blood of Christ. Amen. That's why the scripture says, amen. That's why the scripture says he is the propitiation. Amen. For our sin. He goes before God and say, I died. Amen. For all that this man does for going this day forward. Because why?
Yeah.
He has chosen to receive salvation. Amen.
Amen.
So there is no condemnation. Meaning that when you go before the Bema seat, amen.
That's Christ.
Doesn't mean that he's not going to bring up the things. Amen, but it's not unto condemnation. It's just to let you know that he can either reward you or he cannot reward you on the things that you have done. Amen.
Amen.
In this body, in this life.
Amen.
That's why the scripture says, only what you do, amen, only what you do for Christ shall last. Amen. Not your works, not your works, not the bad stuff you did, but only the good thing that you have done for Christ shall last through all eternity. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now watch this. Now, because you got some folks to say, well, you got to add your works or not. Well, we ain't never sit there and said for you not to live righteous, because we know the Bible has the commandments and the ordinance of God, and God commands us to live a righteous life. God has not given us a license to sin just because we have believed by faith. Remember, you are saved by faith. Amen. By the grace of God.
Right.
If it wouldn't be for grace of God, meaning if he wouldn't have had grace to send his son to die for our sins, you couldn't even have the faith. Amen. Amen.
That's
so the faith must come first. By the grace of God, ye are saved, not by works any man should boast. That's Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8 and 9. Amen. Now watch
That's
what it
right.
says here. It says, walk not after, it says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the what? Spirit. The day
yes,
I got
sir.
Saved. See, what I didn't
yes,
understand
sir.
And know was how this whole salvation thing works. And to be honest and truthful with you, we only know so much of how it works now. See, God has all the answers to himself, amen. See, when
amen.
We got, when we became saved, amen, doctor, when we became saved and the Holy Spirit hit me over 21 years ago, I didn't know that God was working on Tim on the inside so that I could
yes,
be
sir.
A better man on the outside. He has instilled his spirit in me to start eventually shedding the old Tim. Lord,
ooh,
how Lord, y'all better hear what I'm saying. The old man was steady falling off. The bad words I used to use, the want to chase women that I used to do, the hang out in clubs late at night, amen, the tiptoeing around late at night, amen, doing dirty and evil stuff, amen. He
yeah.
was steady getting rid of those things. That's why Paul said that we have to work out our what? Our own salvation, meaning our soul salvation. You got to work out your soul salvation, amen. But your eternal
amen.
Salvation, God in Christ has already worked that out, amen. When he sent his
yes,
son,
sir.
He
yes,
said,
sir.
I die for your sins that you may have life and have life
Woo.
More abundant, amen. And
Lord,
that you may have life, what? For all eternity, amen.
All right.
So once you confess, you are already saved. You don't have to worry your head at night, tossing and turning, worrying about you going to heaven. Amen, doctor. I tell people, what kind of nonsense is that? God has way more power. Satan has no power over God. When God gave Christ the power of the cross, amen, doctor, what did he say? He says, I have the keys to death and hell. Well, what did you think he was talking about? In other words, you can never die. You will never go to hell. You sure won't go to the lake of fire. Because why? Christ has the key. He has the victory. And once I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, the Bible says that thou art saved. Amen.
Tell the truth.
Amen.
Tell the truth.
Amen. Now watch this, bro. If I got a little bit more time, I want to go a little bit further.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Verse 2, Romans the 8th chapter. Verse 2, watch what it says. Well, watch this. Watch Paul. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Did you
Woo.
See that? Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read it again to you. It says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Yahshua, has made me free from the law of sin and death.
You hear what? You hear that?
Because of what Christ did by the law of the spirit of life, amen, which is faith in Jesus, faith in Christ, has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is what? It's the commandments. Amen.
Ooh.
The law of sin says that you are worthy of what? Lord, have mercy. It says you are worthy of death. Because of the way that you live. But the law of the spirit of life in my Lord and Savior had made me free.
Free.
Man, once you are free, you don't go back. Once you're free, once you're saved, you're always what? Saved.
Go ahead.
Do you think Christ came down here to earth?
Come on. Tell it.
Man, y'all going to make me whip out some scriptures and preach tonight. Came down to earth. Who made himself what? Amen. He made it no problem. Hey, I no problem. I'll go down there. Amen.
Uh-huh.
He didn't think high
uh-huh.
of himself. Amen. He said, let me go down there and let me be obedient. And I'm going to go down there and save me and soul and die on the cross and make this ultimate sacrifice. Amen. So let me see if I can find this scripture real quick, brother. Amen. If I got a little
brother,
time, I don't want to take up much of the time.
No,
amen.
Take your time. Take your time.
Amen. Amen, doctor. Amen. And let's see if I can find it. I'm going to find it, doctor. I'm going to come back to it, but I'm going to find this scripture. Amen. But right now I want to finish verse 3 of Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 3. Watch this. It says, for what the law could not do, oh, Lord, have mercy. What the law couldn't do. See, if the law could save you, amen, amen, the law would be strong. But it's not. Paul said, for what the law could not do, what could the law not do? The law cannot save you. I don't care how righteous you think you are by your doing and your living, you are not going to heaven because of what you can do. Because you will definitely disappoint yourself if you think you're going to stand before God and stick your chest out, flat foot, bold face, and try to act like you didn't save your soul. You did not save your soul. Christ died on the cross for you. And because he died for your sins, amen. He said, the word said, by faith, you are saved. Amen. That's why it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It ain't never said without works, it's impossible to please God. It ain't never said that in the Bible. Not say ain't no pastor, preacher, bishop, minister, event has ever been able to show me that anywhere. Amen. And the Bible ain't never said that. It said without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now watch what it said. Let me finish reading. Watch what it said. It says, in that it was weak through the flesh. Why? Because you can't be perfect. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Woo!
Yeah.
Here we go, doctor. And for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. Now let me break that down to you. What that means is that every single day, amen, I have fallen short somewhere. Sin follows us every single day. When you was a time you wake up to the time you go to bed, sin is on your head. Sin is on you like a shadow. Amen. Like they say, he on you like white on rice. Trying to tempt you, trying to influence you, trying to get you to do everything wrong. See that woman over there? See that over there? See that money over there? See that right there? Sin is always constantly trying to tempt me.
Lord,
always on us, doctor, trying to make us sin. Amen. So for what the law could not do, it was weak through the flesh. Amen. So we couldn't do it.
Yes,
we can't live righteous every day, all day, every single day, every hour on the hour. We can't do it. But watch what Christ did.
God said,
God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Because why? He was born in the flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. So what sin couldn't do when it followed Christ, he could not get Christ to sin for nothing.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
He could not get Christ to sin. He probably was going back to Satan, to Lucifer, to Satan, said, man, I can't get Christ to sin for nothing. He just won't sin. Amen.
Amen.
He won't fall short for nothing. Amen. This is why it says in verse 4 that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Does that mean that we're perfect? No. It just means that we don't do a whole lot of things that we used to do. I don't talk the way I used to talk. I don't act out like I used to act. I sure don't go to a lot of places I used to go to, and I sure don't chase women no more. Amen? So we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen? Now watch this. Amen? It says, verse 5 says, amen. So for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Amen. Brother, I'm going to stop right there and turn it back over to you. I'm going to find this other scripture because I want to share it with you. And I got another scripture. Amen. If I got some time tonight, I want to come back and share it. Amen. Go ahead, doctor.
Yeah. Lord, that's dynamite. That's dynamite. That's dynamite, brother.
All glory, doctor.
Like
all
you said,
glory.
That works ain't nothing, man. Your own self-righteousness. And then the scripture said, all your self-righteousness is like filthy rags. Everything you try to do, that's right. Everything you try to do, on your own talking about, well, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I go to church, I don't do this, I don't do that. Oh, man, I do. No, that ain't going to do it. That's why.
That's right.
You pointed out that's why Christ came, because if Christ wouldn't have came and paid the price for sin, and the price of sin was death.
That's it.
And he died, but although he died, he didn't get the victory until he got up from the grave, because that proves that he was God Almighty in the flesh. And by him being God Almighty in the flesh, he paid the penalty for all our sins. Our present sins and our future sins.
Yes, sir.
So now we belong to God absolutely. And that means that when we come to Christ, we have been bought, not by gold, silver, brass, or good looks.
Yeah.
We were bought by the fresh blood of the Lamb. That was the only thing God had to redeem man. And people seem like they want to discredit the cross, because when you try to get saved by the law, you have fallen from grace, because it's by grace Christ came down here and died for us, because without that grace, no man could sing Amazing Grace, because the grace of God is amazing. Ain't nobody else in the universe could do what God did when he came down here in flesh. No angel, no cherubim, no seraphim, no teraphim, no wicked angels in hell or in heaven could redeem no man, no woman, no child, no old person, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
Look at the world. Look at the world. They won't lift up Jesus Christ for nothing. They won't honor the cross, respect the cross. People come to the church, amen, with junk on their mind and foolishness on their mind. And the world today says, Apostle Paul said, a preaching of the cross to those that are going to perish is foolishness. And when the cross is preached as foolishness, that means that person is condemned. It's condemned, because you're not condemned because you lie or cheat or steal. You're condemned because you will not believe on the only begotten Son of God. Oh, my God, nobody can get to heaven. I'm trying to get my parishioners out there, my loved ones, all those that's been born again, those that have not been born again. Don't let nobody tell you that you can work your way to heaven, because if you had to work your way to heaven and you couldn't get there, even if you worked every day for 80 years, and what would you do? Because if you're not doing it in Christ, it's not going to count. The only way you can do the work of God is through Jesus Christ. And if you ain't saved, you can't do the work of Jesus Christ, because the Bible says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you don't belong to God. You have to be born sealed with the Spirit until the day of redemption before your works can be counted, because without works, come on now, where's your faith?
Amen.
If you say you love God, where's your works? And your works can only be done through Jesus Christ. If a man say he loves God and hate his brother, he's a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Right.
The Bible says, work out your own soul salvation, fear and trembling before God. I'm working every day. And sometimes you can sin in your dream. My God, my God. Sin is all around you. Sin. And Paul said there's so much sin in man and so much sin in the world. He said, wretched man that I am, who's able to deliver me from this body of sin? He said, now the life that I now live, good God Almighty, he said, the life I now live, brother, it's not I, it's Christ that lives in me. And if Christ is living in me, then you can do the works of God. And so people today are confessing Christ, but they don't have the Holy Spirit. And you got to have the Holy Spirit to work for God, because
that's
the Spirit of Christ in you, working through you from the inside, as you said, from the outside. I got something for you, brother. I want you to go to Hebrews 10th chapter real quick. Amen. Because I know you're going to be cut off short tonight, because you got to take care of some business. But I want to read this to you. This is dynamite right here, 10th chapter of Hebrews.
Okay.
It says, this chapter said, for the law, having a shadow of things, what? To come. And not every, and not the very image of the things. Can never with those sacrifices, Old Testament sacrifices,
that's
which
right.
they offer year by year continually, make the commerce thereinto perfect. For
yes,
then
sir.
Would they not have ceased from being offered? If it was possible for the old sacrificial offering in the Old Testament that the Jews was only given to the Jews, it was given to the Jews all of sacrifices of animals like goats, turtle doves, lambs, and red heifers. He said, if it was possible, and then they would not have ceased from being offered. In other words, if it was possible for man to be saved under the law and under sacrifices of offering, Jesus Christ would have no need to come. Because
that's right.
It would
Amen.
Be, but it was not the picture. All the blood that was shed in the Old Testament, and there was a lot of animal blood that was shed in the Old Testament that was a type and shadow of better things to come. And who did
that's
all
right.
the work? God did all the work.
Amen.
We didn't go in the Garden of Gethsemane. Huh? We didn't fall down on our knees and say, Lord, I'm working for you now. I'm working for my salvation. No, we couldn't do that. We couldn't go to the judgment hall and let somebody whoop us, beat us beyond recognition,
right.
and take us to a cross and come down off and tell them to come down off the cross and say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? No, we couldn't do that. God did the work through his son,
That's right.
Jesus Christ. To redeem man from sin and the law and the curse of the law. Oh, my God. Look at this. Look at this. Look what it says. It's for then would they have not ceased to be offered because that the worshipers once purged should have no more conscience of sin. In other words, if it were possible for the animals to take away sins, then we wouldn't think about sin no more. But when if we was under the law, that means that, man, we'd be most miserable because, number one, the animals run out. There won't be no more
That's
blood.
Right.
There won't be no more sheep. There won't be no more goats. Because let me tell you, sin is devastating. God would not accept the forgiveness of sin in the Old Testament unless those priests would offer up a lamb. And that lamb had to be spotless. That lamb had to be at least 3 years old or younger. That lamb had to be no blemishes or nothing to represent the ultimate sacrifice. Who did all the work? God did all the work. We can't work for our salvation, my friends. We can't do it. You can work 24/7, take a lunch break, go back to work the rest of your life until you die working. And that will never redeem you from sin. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ. This is what it says. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. Every year in the Old Testament, they had to do sacrifices. It would remember every year. But listen to this now. Listen to this number four. This is devastating. This is awesome. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Good God Almighty. Couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And people today are sacrificing their children, sacrificing the demons, sacrificing animals, and it won't take, it's not possible that any blood could take away the sins of the world
That's
and
right.
destroy sin. No, oh, my God. Hey, preacher. Hey, deacon. Hey, pope. Come on. Come on, evangelist. Come on, preachers. Come on, bishop. You got to tell the people. You can work in the church until your fingers to the bone. You can be the secretary. You can be the janitor. You can be all the auxiliary working, cutting the grass. You work. That is not going to get you into heaven. Can't do it. Number five.
Amen.
Get a hold of it. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he says sacrifices and offerings. Thou wouldest not, but a body, good God Almighty, but a body has thou prepared for me. Who's talking here? God is talking here. God is talking to himself. He said, if you prepare me a body, I'll go down and redeem man. I'll go down and suffer for man. I'll go down and take the punishment of sin. I'll go down and let them beat me. I'll go down and let them spit up on me. I'll go down and let them nail me to a cross. I'll go down so I can hang my head between the locks of my shoulder and give up the ghost and go on down to hell. I'll go down. I'll go down below to go down. I'll go down in hell and preach to those in prison and set the captive free. I'll go down so I can get up on Sunday morning with all power in heaven and earth and in his hand. And I want to tell you something. I'd like you to find me a man that could go down from heaven. The cherubims couldn't go down. The seraphims couldn't go down. The angelic host couldn't go down. But all the angels in heaven, they couldn't go down. But God said, if you prepare me a body, I'll go down and redeem man. Now listen to this. He says, and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure in them. All the sacrificing that man could do, I have no pleasure in them. All the working that man can do, I have no pleasure in them. All that man can even comp up, all the religions and occults that man can even think up of, I will not accept it. I won't accept nothing but my own blood, because that makes an atonement
Amen.
For the sins. Because that blood that I'm going to shed is innocent blood. That blood is sinless blood. That blood is powerful blood. And what that blood can do, it can go down in your veins. It can go down in your heart. Go down in your spiritual realm. Go down in your spirit and your soul and sweep everything out. But in the process of sweeping, it take a time. It may take a long time for men to come up out of sin. But one thing about it, you know you've been born again, because the Bible says, work out your own soul salvation, fear and trembling before God. Listen to this now. Number seven. Then said I, lo, I come in a volume of books. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above when he says sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast thou pleasure therein which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He take away the first. He take away the Old Testament Judaism. He take away all the sacrifices. He take away all the rituals and the washings and the diamonds of washing. I take it away is that he may establish the second. What's the second? He said, by the which we are sanctified. Good God Almighty. We are sanctified through the offering. Listen to this. Come again. Offering of the body. It didn't say Mohammed. It didn't say Judaism. It didn't say Baptist. It didn't say Presbyterian. It didn't say Lutheran. It didn't say the Nazarene Church. It didn't say Buddha, Shintoism. It didn't say none of those names. But it says the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. My God. Now listen to that. That's Hebrews writing. That's Hebrew. That, and the Hebrew was written to Judaism, because Judaism was a strong way of God instructing the Old Testament how to worship him. And they could only worship him through the blood of the lambs and turtle doves. But that was not good enough. So if you know if that was not good enough, here you come. Here we come talking about, well, I take a bath every day. I brush my teeth every day. I don't smoke. I don't drink. No, I'm a clean person. No, you're not clean. As long as you've been born in sin and shaped in iniquity, the only thing that you can clean you up is the blood of Jesus Christ. Good God Almighty. Because they tell me, the blood of Jesus Christ is more powerful than any disinfect. It's more powerful than Lysol. It's more powerful than Clorox or Tide. It's more powerful than oxidize. It's cleanse you and make you whole. And one thing you know, that you've been cleansed, because when you've been born again, good God Almighty, when you've been changed from darkness into the marvelous light, the Bible says, you know you pass from death to life because you love the brother. And the Bible said, if a man or a woman say they love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. is not in him, because there's a lot of folks talking about they love God, but they hate their brothers. They got ismism, they got tism in them, they got backbiting in them, they got complaining and jealousy in them. But if you in that kind of condition, you need to be born again. You need to be saved. You need to grow
Amen.
In grace. You need to go through some trials and temptations. You need to be whipped a little bit. You need to be having your lines girded with the Spirit of God, because there is no way, and I stake my life on this, there's no way, no man on this planet, no man, I don't care if from the King of England, I don't care where he's from, if he don't come to Christ at the foot of the cross on Mount Calvary and repent of his sins and turn from his wickedness, hell will be wide open for you.
Amen.
Like I said, I'll cleanse
That's
you
right.
from the outside. I don't care how clean you, and you say you don't do it. I don't care how clean you think you are. Brush your teeth with eye panna. You can brush it with whatever you think. You can brush it with Clorox. You can clean your mouth out. You can take a bath every day. Woo! You can take laxatives to try to clean yourself out, but sin is still there. The only thing
That's
that
right.
can take that sin and destroy that sin is the power of
That's
the
right.
blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, world. Come on, backslider. Come on, churchgoer. Come on, racist. Ain't nothing in heaven going to be like this. Sin will be destroyed. No sin.
Amen.
And want to go to heaven? You got to be sinless before you get there. And I'm going to say this, and the brother going to come on. How can you be sinless?
Amen.
Your soul is sinless. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Your spirit is sinless. You got that? But you have a carnal nature. That's your body. Sin is still there. And
That's
if
right.
sin is still there, I couldn't go to heaven in this body like this. I can't go to heaven like this. I got to have a new body.
That's right.
And that
Amen.
New body is like Jesus Christ's body. And if you're not saved when the rapture comes and the twinkling of an eye and the Spirit of God is not, look up here. If the
Amen.
Spirit of God is not in you and you still with the Spirit, if you have not been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you will never leave this planet. You will never leave this
born
planet.
Ignorant.
But those that have been born again, I don't care how ugly you are, how pretty you are, how rich you are. I don't care how uneducated you are. If you haven't been born again and you haven't confessed the Lord Jesus Christ before your enemies, confess it. You got to confess Jesus Christ. You can't be ashamed of it. You got to stand up for him. And that's what the world is not doing. Why? Because, number one, you cannot say Jesus Christ is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Oh,
Amen.
Not in you, you can't confess that God Almighty became Jesus Christ. He was Jesus
yes.
Christ before he came, but he wasn't born. See, the child was born, but the son was given. Woo! So what I'm saying tonight, don't let nobody
Amen.
Tell you that you're going to work my way to hell. Man, you out your mind. You are, you can't work your way to heaven.
Amen. That's right.
Heaven, I get there. You'll be working, but you won't be working in heaven. You'll be working here, but when you'll be down there shoveling coal in hell, don't sound good, but it's true. You'll be the devil coal master. You'll be heating up that flame because when you get to hell, you're going to be saying, oh, I made one big mistake. I made one big mistake.
That's right.
What was that mistake? Man, I would listen to this preacher, and he would tell me about faith and works. And you know something? I didn't believe it. I believed I could work my way to heaven. But you found out that you can't work your way to heaven.
That's right.
Salvation is free. It's a free gift from God. And only
Amen.
God can give a true gift. And God will not take his gift back. He's not an Indian gift.
Ooh, come on, doctor. Tell
come
me.
Come on. Tell me. Talk to me. He's not an Indian giver. Gonna give
no,
me
sir.
Eternal life. And then because I disobeyed him, he's going to take it back. He's not a,
come
he's
on,
not an Indian. He's a Jew. He was born a Jew.
That's right.
He was raised as a Jew. But he said, look, I didn't just come to save the Jew. I come to the Gentiles.
That's right.
Thank God he loved the Gentiles too. And he said, I'm going to bring something that's not a Jew, I'm also going to bring. And give me 10. He's bringing them too. Gentiles are getting saved today. Don't you think ain't nobody
That's
getting
right.
saved? Because they are. I'm telling you, people getting saved in prisons, insane asylum, on the street corner, because the church wouldn't do what they're supposed to do. We lock our
That's right.
in the door and shut the door and won't let nobody in. They don't look like us. Yeah, we shut them down. Well, you don't look like you saved. Well, looks like you saved don't mean you saved, because a lot of people
Amen.
Don't look like
Woo.
Got the three-piece suit on. Woo! Jesus Christ said, y'all dress all on the outside. You look all spiky. You look all like the border of hell. He said, but inside of you, your soul is like a dead man's graveyard. It stinks.
That's right.
Some people say Jesus, but they got a filthy, low-down, dirty, conniving, sneaky way of showing Christ, and they embarrass it the name of the Lord. And I
That's
refuse
right.
that the devil embarrass me, and I'm calling myself a child of God, and I'm out there drinking and whoremongering, and I'm out there cussing and swearing. I'm out there jiving and shiving.
Right.
I'm out there telling everybody else, hey, man, just give me a couple bucks, man. I'll preach behind the pulpit and
right.
tell you what you want to do. They doing it. And guess what?
Amen.
When the preacher the pulpit, they're going to preach salvation or they ain't going to preach. They ain't, salvation. And people ain't been preaching for 2,000 years. The preachers ain't been preaching like it's supposed to be preached.
That's
and
right.
now, when they go back, they better preach salvation. They better preach the salvation of Jesus Christ, the second coming of Jesus Christ, the judgment of Jesus Christ, and the millennium right. And they better let them people know this ain't going to last forever.
That's right.
And now we're under grace, not by works, least any man's
Amen.
Bro, you're about 5 minutes because you want to. I don't want you to leave, but go ahead. I'm sorry, I took you more than the time I expected.
No,
I know you. Go ahead, sir.
No, you
say,
you know, amen. You know how it is, amen. You get to going, amen. You can't stop, amen. You know, it's the Holy Spirit, amen. So we're gonna let the Holy Spirit. We'll let the Holy Spirit lead us tonight, amen. Brother, good word, amen. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will give you rest, amen. So we'll just ask the Holy Spirit for rest, amen. We're going to keep going, amen. Amen. You got to be excited. Brother, you're reaching deep in the bag once again. Man, when you hit on that, no matter what you do, I don't care what you do to make yourself look good, smell good, dress nice, you can be creased up. Have the baddest ride. Amen. It's so many, bro. You talking about the Church of Laodicea. Amen.
Yeah,
you talking about this last church. We are in that last church. And so many
Come
people,
on.
Amen, think and believe.
Amen.
Just because who they are, man, I didn't met them. I didn't see them. I see
I know
them in
you
the church. I'm just like, Lord, have mercy. Hypocrites. Amen. But ain't got no love. Just cold. Amen. Just cold. And the Bible says, I'd rather you be what? Hot or cold, but not lukewarm. But because you are lukewarm, he will what? Spew you out. Just go back out there and be with the world. Amen. Don't be out here fronting and faking and fooling folks. Man,
man,
you hit on something, doctor. You hit on something, doctor. Amen. So I got to take it, sir. Amen. I want to piggyback a little bit on what you said, then we're going to come back and finish it up back in the book of Romans. Amen.
Good.
I want to go to Galatians, the fifth chapter.
Go ahead.
Verse 4. Amen. Because we got to drill this thing home. Amen. And like I say, brother, it ain't nothing but the Holy Spirit that put, you know, that brought us together. We talk about the same thing. Man, this has been on my heart today. Amen. So I want to go to Galatians, the fifth chapter.
Yeah.
Verse 4.
Go
Again,
ahead.
That's Galatians, the fifth chapter, verse 4. And we're going to show the workers of salvation, amen, because there ain't no such thing, but amen. The folks that's talking about that, you know, they're going to always put that butt in there. There ain't no butt. Christ died on the cross for your sins, and that's it. And Christ don't need your help. He didn't need your help. Amen.
Yeah.
You was not there on the cross with him. Amen. He did it all by himself. Like he said, I am God, what? All by myself. Amen. He don't need nobody else's help. Amen. So we're going to go to Galatians, the fifth chapter, verse 4. It says that Christ is become of no effect unto you. Lord, have mercy. Do you know how many people are in church will try to argue you down? They will come up against you when you say that once saved, always saved. Lord, have mercy. The Bible says Christ has become of no effect. This because nobody is preaching the word, rightly dividing the word. They're not teaching. They're just doing a bunch of shouting and entertaining in church because folks love to be entertained and that they ain't reading the Bible. They just don't know that so many people are just going to hell every day. I'm talking about in the church. Folks that attend the church. We already know the folks in the world going to hell. We ain't got to talk about them. We already know they going. But we're talking about the people that's sitting in the church, and they never pick up the Bible. They never read. They never question what they hear the pastor preach. Just because it's a motivational speech with a few scriptures, they think it was good. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. What did he preach about? Did he preach about the blood? Did he rightly divide the word? So let me show you what it said. It says, Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. The Bible says we are fallen from grace. You don't even have salvation. There are pastors behind so-called, quote-unquote, pastors sitting behind pulpits. The Bible says ye are fallen from grace. Only by grace can you be saved. If you're fallen from grace, that means that you don't even have salvation. And like the brother said, when that sky, when that lightning cracked from east to west and that cloud and that sky rolled back like a scroll, and Christ come down to get the church, Lord have mercy. Do you know how many people in the hundreds of millions will be left here that talking about they go to church and Lord, Lord this and Lord, Lord that?
Well,
you got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and know that you got him in your heart. And from and once he comes into your heart, you're going to exhibit, you're going to project love out of your heart.
Yes, sir.
You're going to
project
love out of your heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But see, if you want to be justified by the law, if you think that for once that you're going to be justified by what you do, the scripture just told you that ye are what? Fallen from grace. And Christ has become of no effect unto you. In other words, you're going to be the one that he's going to say, depart from me. Amen. For I what? You
never knew
you. Work of iniquity. I never knew you. You got to have love in your heart. You got to be able to hug people and greet people no matter what they look like, no matter what they smell like, no matter what they talk like. You got to love people. You got to have a heart for the people. Amen. You got to show love, some compassion.
Come
amen.
On.
But people
Come
are
on,
so mean up. And rude and disrespectful. I'm talking about people that attend your church every Sunday. Just rude. They see you out in the parking lot. Man, I'll never forget I saw this sister. Just saw her Sunday at church. Saw her in the parking lot. And I know she heard me. I know she saw me, dark and big as I am. Amen. You can't miss me. Amen. Bald-headed, dark, tall. You can't miss me. Amen. So I know she saw me. And I know she heard me because we were the only two in the parking lot. Hey, sister, how you doing? She walked right by me like I wasn't even there.
Oh my God!
This is the sister at the church. Wait a minute! This ain't
Wait
the same
minute.
Sister at the church. Wait a minute!
Lord,
how what are we teaching in the church?
What are we teaching?
How are we training our people? Hey, what are we teaching? Because the show must not be love. Amen.
It ain't love.
It ain't love, doctor. It is not love. You got to love the brother. That's how the Bible says it. But how do you know that we are passed from death to life?
Delight.
I tell you all the time, love is the believer's signature. Amen. That, in other words, that's how you know that I'm saved. Amen. Because I love
Amen.
You. Amen. I love you with the love
I
of
love
God.
You.
The only way that I can love you with the love of God is by his Holy Spirit through his grace and the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yahshua. That's the only way that I can exempt this type of love. Other than
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's worldly love. That's conditioned love. Amen. We don't have that type of love as believers. We don't have conditioned love. We have true love, spiritual love that comes from above, our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. Now watch this. Amen.
Go ahead. Come on.
Amen. We got folks in the church think they all just because they got a good job and a business and they doing this, they doing big things. Man, please. If you ain't doing nothing for God and for Christ, amen. It's all for nothing. Amen. We don't nobody care about that. Only what you do for Christ shall last. Not what you accomplish here in this life.
That's it.
You can be poor and broke and busted, amen. But as long as you love and serve God, you're going to be one of the richest ones in heaven. That's what counts the most. Amen. That's what's going to count. What you're going to receive in the end. Amen.
Well, come on now. Come on.
Amen. Now watch this. I'm going to go to Philippians.
All right.
The second chapter. We're going to look at verses 6 and 7. Amen.
Show you about
our God. Amen. It says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. Lord have mercy. Ain't that love? And was made in the likeness of men. He didn't have to do it. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Wait. Say that again. Death of what?
Amen. It says, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Look at that.
That's it. See, if I come by the cross, that's what Christ said. This is what people don't understand the saying when Christ said, no man cometh to God but by me. That means that if you don't acknowledge that Christ saved your soul by himself, nothing that I did, I'm a filthy sinner. That's saved by grace. Ain't nothing Tim can do to put himself in there. You won't ever catch me putting that in my mouth. Ain't nothing I can do to save Tim but surrender. That's all I did. I just gave up and said, Lord, save my soul. I want to be saved. I want to live for you. That's all I did.
Yeah, man.
I just confessed with my mouth and believed in my heart. That ain't no words. That's just a confession.
That's confession.
That's it, brother. It's just a confession. But Christ did it when he went to the cross.
Come on.
He was faithful unto death. Sin could not, regardless of how bad they beat him, man, they did him so wrong. They spit on him. They accused him. And the man on the right said, he is not worthy of this death.
Oh, my God.
They did him worse than the two men that was on the side of him that was crucified with him.
They did him
far more worse than they did him. He was unrecognizable up there. They didn't even know how. They probably didn't know who he was. Like, Lord, have mercy. Yes, sir. I couldn't imagine what his mama went through. I could not imagine what his mother went through seeing her son up there on the cross.
Let me
tell you how powerful he is. Let me show you how powerful our Lord and Savior is. He is so powerful that all he had to do was look up at heaven and command the angels to come down from heaven. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. But he was so humble.
Humble.
That he just hung his head and the locks of his shoulder and died.
Lord,
that man, look at here.
He did it all.
He did it all, doctor. And then folks got the nerve to stand up and say, but you got to do. Man, please, sit down. Sit down somewhere. No, you ain't got to do nothing but confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And once the Holy Spirit comes in, then the Holy Spirit begins to work on you daily amen, when you begin to mature, your mind begins to become renewed. You begin to think different. You have a distaste for certain things of the world, amen. You don't desire to do those things or to live that type of lifestyle any longer, amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You don't desire those things, amen. Now,
come
brother,
on.
If I got a little bit more time, amen, I want to share some more verses,
go ahead,
amen.
Go ahead.
All right, amen. I want to read Philippians, the second chapter, verse 12. Now, watch this. Now, this is where you separate the difference, amen. Verse 12 of Philippians, the second chapter, says, wherefore, my beloved, that's how you know he's talking to the saints when he used the words beloved.
Beloved.
He talked to the brothers and sisters in Christ. As ye have always obeyed, amen. Not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
Ooh.
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Now let me explain it, because some folks think that they're talking about you got to work out your salvation. They think something. No, that's not what he's saying. Christ already took care of your eternal salvation when he died on the cross.
Yes.
He did the hard part. What Paul is to is that you need to work on yourself daily, meaning that if you have a cursing tongue, what does the book of James say? The book of James said that, brother, that should not be so. You need to work on what? Your tongue, your language,
come
the
on.
Words that you use. Amen. If you have
right.
a problem with, being faithful or whatever it is, you need to work on that. You need to deliver yourself. Amen. You need to work on that every day. Amen. You need to work
amen.
Out your own what? Salvation. If you have a
salvation.
Problem with talking about somebody, amen, the brothers and sisters in the church or backbiting or on the phone, talk about you need to work on those things, amen. Because it ain't always about sex. That's the first thing everybody wants to know. Always he's doing it. There's other things, amen, that you need to work
uh-huh.
on, amen. The Bible says that
uh-huh.
a liar. Amen. It says that a liar won't tarry in his sight. Amen. In other
no.
words, God can't stand the liar. He can't stand the sight of you when you don't do it. And I know some folks that you can look right at them and tell they lie. I said, Lord,
yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
You can
yeah.
look right at them and just tell. They ain't got to finish their story. You already know they lie. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But you have to work on yourself. Amen. See, I am not the same man I was 20 years ago when I first got saved.
Right.
Nor am I the same man 10 years ago. Amen. We should
that's
be
right.
maturing as saints. Amen. There ain't no way in the world that you should be in the church 30 and 40 years and you still in the church cussing. You cussing on the church ground. Amen. It's some folks like that. Amen. You should
uh-huh.
be working on some things. You should be working on your. You should say, Lord, deliver this from me. Take this from me. This bad talking, this bad speech, this evil mindset or this bad mindset, take these things from me. Amen.
Come on.
You ought to want to be delivered. Amen. Now, if I got
that's
a little
right.
bit more time, brother, I just want to go just a little bit further.
Go
amen.
Ahead,
I'm going to be out your way. Amen.
No,
I'm going to go a little bit further.
Don't say that, man. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. Go to Romans. Uh-oh. Go to Romans, brother.
Romans,
the third chapter.
You're Romans.
And we gonna
you're
Romans. Yes, sir. Romans, the third chapter, verses 19 and 20. We're going to start that, and then we're just going to let the Holy Spirit work. Amen. Romans, the third chapter, verse 19 says, now watch, this is the key verse. Watch what it says. Paul says, now we know that what things soever the law said is said to them who are what? Under the law.
Yeah.
With every mouth, baby, stop. Ooh, I love the way Paul writes. And all the world may become guilty before God. Lord, how
yeah.
you can shut it down after that. Man, my boy Paul, bad. You can shut it down after that. Let me read that again. I don't think they heard me. Let me read that again. I got to read that again. That give me chills. Let me read that again. It says, now we know that what things soever the law said, is said to them who are under the law. In other words, are we under the law? No, sir. We are under grace. We are under the grace administration. We are saved, come on now, by grace. We ain't saved by the law. We're saved by grace. because we have to be saved by the grace of God, because he sent his only begotten son to, for whosoever, the word said, whosoever believeth in him, good Lord have mercy. Amen. Whosoever believeth in him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. So that verse is shut the book on. If you don't understand what I'm teaching, my God, I don't know what's wrong. Amen. So we're not under the law. You're saved by grace. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Now watch what it says. It said that every mouth may be stopped. So for them folks at that level say, you got to work your way into heaven. Well, the script Paul said that every mouth may be stopped. Now watch this. And all the world may become guilty before God. Because you want to know why? If you think that you're going to sit there and talk to God and tell God, man, please, wish you would try to stand before God and say you work your way in hell, he will eat you alive. He will eat you up and show you every bad thing that you think you didn't do. And one day, every day, he will show you didn't do this, you didn't do that. Man, please, you better get somewhere and have a seat. You cannot live and work your way into heaven. It is impossible. There is no way possible. It teaches that nowhere in the Bible. So these pastors and preachers and hirelings, whatever they are, need to stop teaching that nonsense, because that is nowhere in the Bible. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. You are saved by the grace of God, and it's only by faith, not by works, that you receive salvation. You better hear me tonight. You better know the word of God. Amen. We don't play. Amen. Now watch what Paul said. Paul said, therefore, here we go again, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Good God. Lord have mercy. All glory to the Heavenly Father, to the Most High. Let me say that again. Is it okay, brother, if I read that again real quick?
Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Verse 20 says, therefore, by the deeds, that means by your works, of the law, because, you know, people will try to bring on, you got to do this, you got to do that. It says, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. So if you think you're going to go to heaven, you sitting there got your mind seared as a hot iron, you can't tell you nothing. And we trying to tell you that you're not saved, and you preach up against one, say, always say, that ain't true. Well, guess what? You are not going to be justified by your works. So if you think you're going to slip in, no, sir. I just showed you over in Galatians 5:4, it said that you are what? Fallen from grace. Those who are justified by the law. You have fallen from the grace of God. You don't have salvation is what it's saying. Amen?
Amen.
But it says, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's the main purpose of the law, to let you know that you are a sinner and you are worthy of the lake of fire. Amen. Now watch what Paul said. Watch what Paul come back and say. Paul said, but now the righteousness, here we go, but this is us. This is us that believe one save always. He said, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Amen.
Right.
I mean, that they've always taught that it was by grace. Even the righteousness of God, which is what? Lord have mercy.
Now,
by faith. Amen, of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Lord, have mercy, brother. I am so glad that I am saved. I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit has taught me salvation and taught us. I know he's taught you, brother. You've been teaching a lot longer than I have. Amen. And I thank him for his grace and his mercy. Amen. So watch this. Watch what verse 24 says. It says, being justified freely by his what? Grace through the redemption that is in who? Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be what? A propitiation through faith in his what? Blood. To declare his righteousness for the remission of sin. I know that means, in other words, every time you go back, amen, you are what? Forgiven. Don't mean that I'm perfect. Amen. It can be simple as not picking up your Bible every day. There are some days that I don't want to study the Bible. Amen. There may be some doubt. I said, I'm going to sit there and watch TV. Amen. Don't you know that that's against God? Amen. That's a sin. Amen. Because we should what? We should always pray without ceasing, be in our word. We should study.
Yeah.
Amen. We should be doing the will of God. And there's some times and maybe even some days that I miss or even a week. Amen. So sometimes we do things. Amen. We get in self. We get selfish. Be like, I don't want to do that today. Amen. So whatever it is, amen, the Bible says for remission of sin that are passed through the forbearance of God. Amen. Amen. I'll come back and touch on it a little bit later, brother. Amen. If you want me to stay a little bit longer, amen, I'll go ahead and rock with you. Amen.
I hope you stay all the way with me. Don't leave me now, brother.
Amen. Amen, doctor. Amen. Go ahead, doctor. I want to get back to you, and I'll save a little bit for later. Amen. Go ahead, doctor.
All
amen.
Right.
But by the grace of God, we are saved. Amen. It is not by works. Amen. We love you all. Amen. And I know sometimes, you know, because the way we teach and preach, amen, it is a hard message. Hey, this ain't the light stuff that you're used to. Amen. This ain't motivation. This ain't about money and how you'll be prosperous. This is the word. This is what the prophets, this is what the men of God, the ones that have been chosen, have always taught. Amen. The uncompromising gospel, the unapologetic word of God. Amen.
Ooh.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Yeah. God bless you, brother. You put the hammer down, sludge hammer. Man, the Bible says the word of God is
all
the hammer. It'll break pieces of rock. And I'm here to let you know, amen, we ain't pounding on you. We pounding on the devil. Because the devil ain't nothing but a slick of room.
That's right.
He think he can trick God's word and mess with God's word and change God's word for his benefit, because the only thing he wants you to do is to reject Christ. That's the main thing. He ain't worried about who you are, what you are, where you're coming from. If he can get you to die before you accept Jesus Christ, he got you. I'm telling you right now. So
right.
And long as he can put in your mind and in your spirit that you can work your way to heaven, then you a fool for listening to him, because there's nowhere in the Bible. And if it's in the Bible,
right.
I don't want it. If it's in the Bible, I want it. And I want to know, to let you know, we're saved by grace. We're saved by the
right.
Wonderful grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And ain't no way. If I had to travel to California, if I had to travel from Portland, Maine, all the way over to California to give you a drink of water, and you was thirsty, and then I get there and you smack the water out of my hand, I'm done. I'm done.
Amen.
Now, God don't gave us 6,000 years. Gave man 6,000 years. He came down here to redeem man. He gave his only begotten son himself. He died up on the cross. He made a plain way to salvation. And he has told the earth. He has told the churches. He has told the drunkard, the liar, the cheat, the backbiter, the whoremonger. He has told them, and they have slapped the cup of salvation out of his hand. And there's a day
Amen.
Coming when he says, that's enough. I'm done. Don't be caught with your work undone.
That's
your
right.
Your first work is not, like you say, work still get you to heaven, but your first works as far as receiving salvation is to repent. And
that's right.
Man don't want to repent, because when you repent, you'll say you're turning from sin. You're turning from
Amen.
You're turning from pleasure, and you're turning from everything that's abomination before God and the wickedness of man. And the only way a man can repent is he want to repent. And
right.
The only way you can repent is the Lord draw you, because no man can come to Christ except he draw him. And people today don't want to be drawn. They don't want the love of God. They don't.
Amen.
People go to church. You could go to church all the time. And I tell you, it get worse
That's
when
right.
you just go to church. What do you get? Do you mature in the Christian? Are you helping anybody in the house of the Lord? Are you encouraging
Amen.
Anybody? Are you willing to sacrifice your time and your effort and your talent to show people, amen, how to live? Oh, my God. Let me
That's
tell
right.
you, obedience is better than sacrifice. Listen to this. I'm going to go back to Revelation. I want you to read this one verse. I'm going to read this one verse Revelation, the 21st chapter, the 24th verse, it says this: "And the nations of them which are saved," the most important word in that verse is saved.
Saved, that's and right. They, amen.
That's the most important word in that scripture. Saved, S-A-V-E-D, salvation.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ. Now listen what the saved is going to do. The saved is going to, they shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of do bring their glory and honor into it. It didn't say nothing about denomination. It didn't say nothing about a cult. It didn't name no other way that a man could walk in the light of it, but they have to be saved. It comes in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. You know, some people think you got to go through steps to get saved. As far as that Bible says, repent, believe, be baptized, and confess, and thou shalt be saved. A, B, C, D,
right.
E. And yet the people still say, well, I'm trying to work. I'm trying to do the best I can. Well,
that's
if
right.
you could do the best I can, it wouldn't be good enough for salvation, because salvation comes by faith, not by works. Now,
that's right.
I show you that I passed from death to life, and the Bible said, you shall know them.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. What you mean? You shall know them by their fruit.
Fruit.
Fruit of joy. Number one, the fruit of love.
That's right.
The fruit of obedience. The fruit of long suffering. The fruit of mercy. The fruit of goodness. The fruit of compassion. The fruit of all those good fruits. And some people say, well, I'm saved and cuss, lie, cheat, steal, backbite, whole mongrel, lie. I mean, they do it over and over again. And they talk about, oh, I know the Lord. The Lord going to take care of me. Yeah, I know the Lord take care of everybody.
That's
but
right.
He cannot take care like he wants to until you receive salvation.
That's
when
right.
When you receive salvation, then the Lord can really take care of you. Why? Because you have his spirit in you. Have not the spirit of Christ, you don't even belong to God. Oh, my God. Brother Bazaar, you're getting rude. No, I ain't. The Bible's right. The Bible's right.
And that's right.
It's right. Whether I live or whether I die, it's going to live forever. It ain't going to never change. Listen, I'll read a little bit more down there. I love this. It's, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nation into it.
Yeah.
And there shall be no wise. Now listen, wait a minute. No wise. Enter into it. Anything. Oh, wait a minute. Anything that defiles, anything that is defiled, anything is low down, dirty, crooked, backbiting, hypocritical.
Lord have mercy.
Preachers compromising, making deals in the house of God, making promises and ain't keeping and ain't coming from the word of God. Anything that defiles, and when you misinterpret the word of God and mess with the word of God, you are defiled.
That's right.
Because God is righteous. Catch on now. He's righteous
Amen.
In all his ways and holy in all his works. Now, if you say that, you say, who's been working on you? Who's been teaching you? And if it ain't coming from the word of God, you in trouble. It said, defile it.
Amen.
Defile it. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination. Anything that's abominable. Anything that is low down, crooked, nasty, hypocritical, is abominable. Whoremongering. Lesbianism. Incest. Homosexuals, witchcraft, worshiping demons and devils. As we talked about last mission, we talked about demons and devils, and let me tell you, them suckers is working for themselves. Oh, man, they are. They got a line now. People waiting to go to hell. Some people don't even care if they go to hell.
Lord
so
have mercy.
They don't got that. I mean, society don't got that bad that they don't even fear God a little bit. But there is a day coming. There is an hour coming when the world is going to shake like jello, and every mountain, every hill, every valley, every high class, dignified, sophisticated people who put themselves above themselves and believe
right.
they're invincible. Well, God said, I'm going to stomp my feet, shake my hand, and the world is going to shake like jello. And the Bible said the mountains and the hills are going to fall, and the men are not going to pray. They're going to make a prayer saying, fall on us.
Yep.
Hide us from the one that sitteth on the throne. My
Lord,
God, if man only knew his salvation
yeah.
or hell nation. And folks say, I'll take hell nation. I ain't worried about salvation.
Lord,
but listen, and there shall be no wise any into it, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. A liar will never tarry in the eyesight of God.
That's right.
What's the biggest liar on the planet? The biggest liar is a person that denies. Catch on now. Catch a ride
Amen.
On this. Any man, any woman, any girl that said that Jesus Christ is not God Almighty is the biggest
right.
liar on the face of this earth. Because they have denied that God became flesh and dwelt among
right.
men, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son. And God is not a liar. He can't tell lies. He can't stand
mm-hmm.
lies. So anytime somebody tell you that they don't believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, he was human. How human was he, preacher? He was human. He had to urinate. He went to the toilet. He ate. He got hungry. He got thirsty. He was
That's
a
right.
man of sorrow when he was weak. He felt, woo, he was God.
That's right.
Nothing was excluded from being a human for him to be human. In other words, he wasn't walking around like a plastic man that didn't have the daily situation like a normal man. He was a man.
That's right.
He was tempted just like we are, but yet without
Amen.
Sin. He knew no sin. He didn't know what it was to sin. And by him not knowing no sin, he became sin. What sin?
Amen.
The sin rolled down. We wasn't no good at all. Ooh, we wasn't no good.
That's right.
But God took us down to Calvary's cross and renovated us. Woo, he made us a new creature. I will never be the same. Woo,
That's
I'll
right.
never change. Because this salvation is not something that you come from the backyard dump. This salvation comes straight from heaven. The only gift that God gave that brought salvation. He could have gave us everything. He could have gave us good weather, no storm, no. He could have gave us like it could be heaven. But he can't give us heaven until we be redeemed by his blood. My
That's
God,
right.
people talk about how much money they got. Oh, they think they something. But let me tell you, if you ain't got no money and deposit your soul at Calvary's bank, you the poorest man in the world.
That's right.
So
Amen.
Poor, that poor got to get up and walk away. Poor got to call you a fool for not accepting the riches that comes with salvation. Everything
That's right.
comes with salvation. You want to be rich? Be rich in love. I wish people talking about materialistic prosperity. How about spiritual prosperity?
Yes, yes.
Come on, preach up. Spiritual
yes.
prosperity.
That's right, doctor.
Have so much riches of the Spirit of God in you that when people see you and talk to you and associate with you, they say, well, I want what he has.
That's right.
I want what He had. What do I have? I ain't got no money. I ain't got no John Henrys or Abraham Lincolns in my pocket. But tell you, I got Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. And when you can't see Jesus in people that say they know Jesus, you got a problem. You're poor.
That's right.
I better have Jesus more than anything in the whole round world. And if the world was saying, I hate the world, I resent the world, I want Jesus, it would be a
That's
better
right.
place to live.
Amen.
But people don't. But the devil don't want that. The devil wants hell on earth. He'll make the earth look like heaven, and all behind what he make look like heaven is all behind it is hell.
That's right. Amen.
He'll give you the desires you want. Oh, the devil can give you stuff. Yeah, they say, well, the Lord bless me. Oh, watch out. Watch out. The sinner man can get up and get behind the Academy Award and with a little statue in their hand say, well, I'm so thankful that the Lord blessed me to get this, and they done every low-down, dirty thing to get it. Oh, come on,
that's
y'all.
Right. Ooh, that's right, Dawson. You hitting on something now.
Hollywood movie star get up there and, oh, I prayed to God that I could get this far. You got that. How did you get there? You didn't get that by the Holy Spirit. You got that by conniving and jiving and shucking and jiving.
That's right.
Backs, and you done had your back scratched. The politicians get up there and, we supposed to be so, we're supposed to have a Christianity, but they talk more about religion and got the foulest religion you ever seen, because religion will drive you to hell. And thank God, religion is not a relationship. Jesus
That's
Christ
right.
is the only relationship that Christ, good God Almighty, that Christ can live in you by the power of God. For preaching of the gospel to those that are saved, it is the power of God to change people's lives. And not
Amen.
To change people's lives, but the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, you can reform yourself, and you can stop smoking, stop drinking, stop doing no. But that ain't salvation. That's a religious
Amen.
Work. But salvation can only come by you coming to Mount Calvary. Mount Calvary. Hey, deacons out there, come on, y'all. Lift up the name of Jesus Christ. When you get up to talk about Jesus Christ. Don't talk about what you got, what you doing, what you done. Talk about what the blood can do. If you've been born again, I know the blood can do anything. It can cleanse you. It can cleanse you until you wake up in the morning. Guess what? You got Jesus on your mind.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus on your mind. God can cleanse you, that when you see people, the love of God just can flow through you and smile. Give a good smile. Speak to people right.
That's right.
Woo! Because number one, in that 20th verse of Revelation, you see only the saved shall walk
yes.
on the streets. Only
yes.
the saved.
Preach.
Not the Baptist, not the Presbyterian, not the Catholics, not the KKK, and everybody got their own little heaven. Oh, there's a heaven for the KKK, there's a heaven for the NAACP. There ain't no heaven for nobody but those that are what? Saved.
Hey, amen. That's right, Doctor. You're hitting on something.
I know it's tough and it's rough, but it's right.
That's right.
It's right.
That's a good word, Doctor.
Through Jesus Christ. And Apostle Paul, one of the great apostles of all time.
Yes, sir.
Never preach materialism. He never preached.
That's right.
He never preached politics. He preached, save Jesus. Good God Almighty. Come on, preachers.
That's right.
He preached, save Jesus and him crucified.
Amen.
They beat that man. They beat
yeah.
God, man. And
yeah.
God let the human race smother him with all kind of bruises and marks and disfigured his face and whipped him on the back and nailed him to a cross like a piece of meat and let him hang for 6 long hours and spit on him and call him every son of God and told him, say that you so powerful, so magnificent, come on down off the cross.
That's right.
They don't know that he would have said, send me 12 legions of angels.
All have mercy.
God himself would have sent 72,000 angels and wiped out Jerusalem. And Jesus Christ could have packed his suitcase of love and mercy and went on back to heaven. Good God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. But he didn't go back to heaven. And
Amen.
After the resurrection. And when he went back to heaven, he said, look, I'm going away for a little bit. And if I go away, I'm coming back. I'm coming back without a spot or a wrinkle. I'm coming after a white church. I'm coming after a black church. I'm coming after a Presbyterian church. I'm coming after church that men, women, boys, and girls have been redeemed by my sin. But without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Come on out your little cupboard. Come on out your, you got your own little religion. You're shutting it up like you're so special. But God ain't got no pets.
Amen.
I said, God ain't got no pets. And I wouldn't want to be God's pet.
That's right.
And he ain't going to pet you if you're in the wrong. He'll find favor in you, and he'll adore you and lift you up if you're doing the right thing. But if you ain't doing the right thing, he can't give you no comments.
Amen.
One thing he can do, take you to the woodshed and whoop you and try to get you straightened out, because the Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chastened it.
Chasing. Amen. That's right.
If you be acting right, he said, I'm going to whoop you. He said, if I don't whoop you, then you're a bastard and you're not my son. Because any time a child is born, they consider as being a bastard. He don't know his father, and his father can't chastise him. Now, here you are talking about God is your father, and you living like the devil, and God don't chastise you. If he don't chastise you, then you're a bastard, not his son. Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen. Right.
And a lot of people taking communion and bread and saying this is the Lord's body that represent his death until he comes, and living like the devil. And
Amen.
God said, now, if you don't watch out, that's why so many people in the church is so sick, weak, and sleep, because they ain't taking communion right.
That's right.
Amen. They don't wash feet no more. They kind of did eliminate that. But the Bible says, the word of God will last forever. Heaven and earth shall pass, but my word abides forever. That's the hammer tonight. I'm going to let you know, we love you out there, whoever listens. Go tell your friends. Watchmen on the Wall is on tonight. Tell them every Wednesday, every Sunday. And we're on Saturday. Brother Tim is on Saturday. I'll be in there with him working. We'll be talking the scriptures. We'll let you know it's by faith that we are saved, not by your word.
That's right.
And at this time, amen. I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim. He can bring it on in. And just before he closes, he's going to have an altar call. Amen. And those that want to come to Jesus Christ tonight, if you're listening, you got a friend with you, bring a friend in. Amen. Just listen. You can get up anytime you want to and walk away. But we are here to warn you. Because you're not going to get it in the house. You're not going to get it in the church. The church, the preachers are not going to get behind the pulpit and tell you the truth. They're going to wishy-washy you. They're going to try to make you look good and feel good. Well, we were not here to make you feel good until after we get you straightened out. And the word of God is the only thing. I'm not here to beat nobody up. I'm not here to condemn nobody. I'm not here to tell everybody where they're going when they die. Only thing I can tell you is look at the Bible, and it'll tell you where you're going to go when you die.
Amen. That's right.
Heaven is your home. If you die lost, hell will be your home.
That's right.
Only one know, three people know. That's God, the devil, and you know where you're going. And if your name, hallelujah, listen, if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you ought to know it. And I know my name is that because the Lord revealed it to every born again. Your name is in the Lamb Book of Life. The Lamb that was slain. The Lamb, brother.
For the sins of the world.
The a nursery rhyme and say, Mary had a little lamb, and the beach was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, good God Almighty, that lamb was sure to go. Well, I got another lamb, the Lamb of God. Brother,
that's right.
Take it on in. Take it on in,
amen,
brother.
Amen. Good word, doctor. Amen. Amen. I'm about to go around and follow right behind you, doctor. That was a good word. Amen. Amen. That was a good word, doctor. Amen. Amen. I want to go back over to Romans, the third chapter, real quick. Amen. And then we're going to go back over to Revelation. Amen. I'm done. We're going to go ahead and open up the doors of the church. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So Romans, the third chapter. Amen. I'm going to start at verse 27. Amen. We're going to start at verse 27 and 28. It says, where is boasting then? Paul asked the question. It is excluded. By what?
Mm-hmm.
Of works? Nay. But by the law of faith. Amen. I say again. Where is boasting then? In other words, you can boast about how well you were, how good you are, and all this stuff. All but yeah, you got to be saved. But you know, folks, put that but. Ain't no but. The cross.
Amen.
It ain't no but. The cross. He already died on the cross. There is no but. He died on the cross. Where is boasting then? See, you ain't got no boasting to do when it comes to your work. It says it is excluded. Amen. Watch what it says. It says, by what law? Of works? Nay, no. But by the law of faith. Amen.
Ooh.
Therefore, what would Paul say? Paul said, we come to a conclusion. Man, I love the way Paul writes. Paul said, therefore we conclude, we come to the conclusion is what he's saying, that a man is justified by what? Without the deeds of the law.
Of the law.
So there is no but. It said without the deeds of the law. In other words, you can just scratch out your works. Your works ain't got nothing to do with you getting into heaven. We've already proved tonight that if you think in your mind, if you want to keep that in your mind, you go right ahead. You'll be here on the earth. When Christ comes back to get you through, you'll be right here, and you're going to go through them 7 years if you can even make it past the first 3.5 years. So, man, that's going to be tall. You're going to be so many hundreds of millions of people dead. And you'll be blessed to even make it past that.
Come on, man.
And you definitely don't want to die in your sins, continue to be, you know, some people got a reprobate mind. You can continue that mindset if you want to. And in hell, you will lift up your eyes, and eventually you'll be in the lake of fire.
No,
we just don't tell it like it is. And we have to tell it like it is because we love you. We want people to stop misquoting the Bible and not teaching the rightly divided word. Amen. But this is the
Amen.
Truth. You said that a man is justified by faith without works, without deeds. As when you look at that word deeds in the Greek, it translates to mean works. That's exactly what it says. You are what? Justified by faith without the works, the deeds of the law. You cannot get to heaven on your way. Only by faith. Amen? Now watch this.
Amen.
Amen. I want to go over to Revelation. Amen. I got a little time there.
We've got about 10
Amen.
Minutes.
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Go
and I want to go over.
For the church. Yeah.
Amen.
Good.
All right.
Amen.
I want to go over to Revelation the 14th, Revelation the 22nd chapter.
Got it.
Amen.
You got it.
Amen. And I want to take a look at, amen. We're going to read verses 12 through 15. Amen.
All right.
Revelation the 22nd chapter, verses 12 through 15. I'm going to read it. It says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. Amen. So now your works count after you become saved. All you got to do to become saved is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And every good deed that you do for God, read your Bible, study your word, be nice and kind to people. The brother just showed you about love. Amen. The fruit. Amen. The fruit is what? Love. Joy,
love,
peace, That's what we should be exercising, love. Joy, you should be laughing. Man, I see some folks that come up, they say, they don't never smile. I'm like, man, you sure you say? They don't never laugh. You crack a smile, boy, they frown all up. They like they want about beat you up, cuss you out. Hey, man, I'm like, man, that's not the mentality of a saint. That's Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 22. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Watch this. Long-suffering. You should be able to be long-suffering, not quick-tempered. Gentleness. Lord, have mercy. I know it slaps a lot of folks. Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. There is no law. This is love. If you exercise the fruit of the Spirit, man, you'll be good. This is what you should exercise right here. And you see, love is the first one. Love is number one. It's at the top of the list. Love is our signature as believers. We should be showing exempting love. And you need to check yourself. If you don't show love to people, well, you need to check yourself and work on some things. Amen. Because that's number one. That should be at the top of your list. If the world focused on love, the world would be a much, much better place. Amen. Amen. Let me go back to my scripture. Amen. Now, watch this. Now, I just showed you your works. Amen. So you have to work on those things. So therefore, you can receive these rewards in heaven. God is going to reward you on every good deed that you do. But everything that you do that's bad, he can't bless you. Amen. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do what? His commandments. We have never said that works don't count. We ain't never said that. We just said that works don't save you. We just proved that works do not save you. Amen. You cannot be saved by what you do, only by what you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And then once you become saved, then you begin to work. Remember, you have to put the horse before the carriage. Amen. It says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to what? The tree of life, and they enter in through the gates into the city. Man, we've been talking about the pearly gates. They even talked about that when I was a kid. Don't you want to enter into the gates of heaven? Why would you want to miss that? Man, I ain't going to miss that for nobody. This is why I read and studied about myself. I wasn't going to allow my soul to be in the hand of some man that slept behind a pulpit. Amen. If I had questions about what he's teaching, I said, I'm going to pray to God and ask him for understanding of his word, and amen, he gave me an understanding, amen, so you ain't got to sit there and just say, don't take our word for it, pray to God, he'll give you the same heart and the same mind to understand his word, amen, you'll see that you come to the same conclusion, amen. Watch what verse 4:15 says. Now watch this, now we are ready to enter to the gates, now guess what, watch, I love this, is beautiful, for without are dogs, now it ain't talking about little dogs, four-legged dogs, but it's referring to those who are evil, basically the unbelievers, all types of unbelievers, people who have simply rejected Christ. Amen. That's what it are dogs. When you look at that word in the Greek, it talks about the people who have rejected Christ. So it's not talking about four-legged dogs, but the people who have rejected God. And so four without are dogs, no more evil people, no more killing, no more murdering, no more stealing, no more lying, no more fornicators, no more adulterers, no more gays, no more lesbians. Hey, I'm just going to be real with you. It's the truth. It's what the word says. Amen. No more of that. Amen. It says, and sorcerers. There's a bunch of sorcerers out here, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Amen. The brother just told you about the lie. Amen. It says, Jesus, amen, Yahshua, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. That's what we're doing now. We testify. We are warning you. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Amen. May the doors of the church be open. If you want to know how to get into the kingdom of heaven so that you can enter those beautiful gates and streets of gold and live for all eternity, man, we can't wait, brother. Heaven is going to be Man, Paul said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man what God has for them that love him. That means that there are things in heaven that you can't even imagine heaven. Heaven is so beautiful. Man, as soon as you get to heaven, you're going to forget about all this junk down here. You're going to be like, man, please give me heaven. Give me this love, peace, and joy. And the brightness of God's face is going to shine for all eternity. Ain't going to be needed for no sun, moon, or stars. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. That's Romans 10 chapter, verses 9 and 10. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, what does the scripture say? Thou shalt be saved. Just that simple. It ain't hard like a lot of these folks have been preaching and teaching and making it. They act like they got a heaven. They want to make heaven hard. Oh, you got to do this. You got to do that. And if you ain't this and you ain't that, man, they ain't even this and that. So don't let nobody fool you. We are all human. And we prove to you that everybody's understand. Again, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Simply confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Brother, go ahead. Back over to you, brother.
Amen.
Thank
God,
you, Dr. Brother.
God bless you, brother. Brother Tim, you're landed on the line. You're landed on the line. Like I told you before, we love everyone out there that's taking notice to this program, watching on the wall. We love every one of y'all.
And that's right.
We don't hate nobody out there.
Yes,
we're not critiquing nobody out there. Because I'm no better than you, and you no better than me, but we can be brothers and sisters through Jesus Christ. And
that's
hope
right.
to see you. Hope you've been encouraged. I hope you've been attentive to what we're saying out of the Word of God. God's grace is so beautiful. And what's going to happen, God's grace has been, the devil's trying to mutilate God's grace. And say, well, God ain't going to do nothing. If he's going to do anything, he would have did it a long time ago. So actually, he's not going to do that. That's not the point. The point is grace is undeserved merit of love of God. In other words, God's going to give you an opportunity to accept him as Lord and Savior. He's going to give
That's
you
right.
enough time so if you accept him, you can be saved. Now, if you refuse him and die and be resurrected at the great white throne or judgment, the question is going to be asked, did you hear the word? And if you say yes, you're hearing the word now. Those that's listening is hearing the word now. And if you miss it, then it won't be our fault that you miss it. It'll be your fault because you let Satan, yourself, and the world deceive you in believing there's no hell, that there's no cross, there's no resurrection. But let me tell you, the devil is a lie.
That's right.
He's the father of lies. He breeds lies. He makes lies. So I'm telling you tonight, we love you with all our heart. We are telling the truth with all our heart. We don't take nothing back that we don't say it because it comes from the Word of God.
Amen.
There's somebody
unapologetic.
That's right. There's somebody out there listening who needs to know Jesus Christ. The only thing you've got to do is bow your head, bow your heart in prayer right now and just say, Lord, I am a sinner. I am wrong. I am backwards. I am a sinful creature. And Lord, I believe with my heart, and I'm going to confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the power of God. And a lot of people say, well, you mean God? God raised himself. That's what that means.
Right.
God raised himself from the dead. He re-entered the body of his son, Jesus Christ, and got a glorified body. Now he can save your soul. So confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The Bible
Amen.
Said, thou shalt. The Bible said, I didn't say it. The Bible said, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
You listen to me, you receive Christ, go tell somebody else. Man, I hear some preachers on the internet. I hear some preachers on the radio, man.
Amen.
Man, I don't like what they say. I don't like what they say sometimes, but man, them guys are putting it down, man. They put the scripture down. You can't say nothing. Amen.
That's
but we love you out there. We want you to continue on listening. Grab somebody by the hand because for sure Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. As we leave air, and we leave this time, we'll be back on Sunday. 5 o'clock.
Amen.
We're going to lay the hammer down some more. And we want you to pray for us that we'll continue on doing this work of the Lord to win souls to Christ. Amen.
That's right.
I think we got a few minutes left. We got 1 minute left, brother. You can say
good
amen.
Word, amen. Amen. Good word, doctor. I enjoyed it once again, brother. Thank you.